Now on Money News, Talking Trade with Roger Montgomery. Thanks to H&H Financial Services. Better home loan, better rate. 02-8019-9999.
Well, I'll tell you what, Roger Montgomery from the Montgomery Fund and a range of other things that he's involved in, he's with us in the studio right now. And the good news about this is we have a little time to have a chat, Roger.
Excellent.
It is good. So anybody who wants to call, got any profit results you might have seen, that you just sort of got a question mark over, give us a call, 131-873. Roger, let's start with what is clearly the most contentious and newsworthy story from the reporting season coming up, and that is Qantas on Thursday.
Sure.
Last December, it indicated it could lose as much as $300 million.
Yes.
Now, speculation is that there could be as many as 5,000 job losses, some even saying potentially more.
Mm.
We spoke with the Deputy Prime Minister.
Just about all of them.
The Transport Minister about that. Yeah. Mm. No, I think there's 35,000 or so. Mm. Well,
gosh, it's a huge... Well, the point I was making is a big chunk.
Big chunk, right. Now, the question is, all the time you and I have spoken here, I've always said that the airlines are terrible investments. Virgin on Friday is likely to lose close to $50 million for the half year.
Mm.
There's almost like a race to the bottom for both of them to try and grab market share. And anybody who continues to chase market share, to me, continues to sacrifice profit.
If you were
an investor in either and or both of these airlines, you as the investor would have a say because you'd have a reasonable stake and they'd listen to you. What would you be saying to those executives?
Well, that's a difficult question to answer because there's nothing that they can do to prevent, to block the hole that's in the side of the boat that they're rowing. And it doesn't matter how hard they row, the economics of those businesses are simply disastrous. So let me give you an example. And for everyone think about this. Imagine I said to you, it's 2003. And I've got an opportunity to start a business and I'm going to run it for you. You can invest in it. So you put, here are some numbers. You put $184 million of your own money into the business to kick it off.
Yep.
$184 million. That's not enough. So we'll go to the bank. We'll borrow $139 million. Okay. So that's what we're going to do. $184 of your money and $139 of the bank's money.
And so far I'm not unhappy because I've got about a 60-40 equity split.
Okay, that's all fine. I run the business for 12 months. At the end of that 12 months, I report to you $110 million profit, which on the money that you put in represents about a 59 or 60% return on your money.
I'm pretty happy about that.
You're very happy. So you're so excited, Ross, that you leave me alone to run the business for 10 years. You say, Rog, just go and run that business for 10 years.
And earn 59 or 60% on my money.
We'll wait and see what actually happens. Let's try it. Mm. And then 2013 comes up. And I report to you, you say, how have we gone, Roger? And I say, we've just lost this year $96 million. And you think, gosh, that's not good. We made a lot more money 10 years ago. So you think it's a one-off. And you say to me, Roger, what about the year before? The year before we made $44 million. Mm. Okay, well, that's still lower than what we made 10 years ago. What about the year before that? We lost $64 million. Hang on a sec, Roger, this is not a good story. And I say to you, well, Ross, actually, it's worse. Remember you put in $184 million 10 years ago? Well, you've since injected an additional roughly $800 or $900 million. So you put a total of about $900 million into this business, okay, and the profits have been going down every year. So you're thinking you're throwing good money after bad. Now, here's the other interesting thing. Then you would ask me, well, what about that $139 million we borrowed 10 years ago? Have we paid that back yet? And I would say to you, no, actually, you might want to sit down, Ross. You owe the banks $1.9 billion. Now, this is an unmitigated financial disaster. And what I've just described are numbers that have come from the annual reports of Virgin Australia Holdings.
Right.
So Warren Buffett said many, many years ago, he said, had I been at Kitty Hawk in 1903 or whenever it was that when Orville Wright took off, I hope that I would have had the presence of mind for all future capitalists to have shot him down.
Yeah. But the other point is, if we had gone to Qantas at that time,
well, the results numbers, are very similar.
Numbers would have been
very, very similar.
Yeah?
The total market capitalization of Qantas today is less than the money that's been injected into the business by its shareholders over the last 11 to 12 years.
And am I right to say it's not far off? It might be two or three of their A380s. It's something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a value. That's
right.
What Qantas is worth, the value of three A380s or something like that. So just think about it from that point of view.
They're horrible economics, and the share prices reflected that. So the share price for Virgin 10 years ago, 2003, was about $2.35. It's now less than 40 cents, and Qantas's share price is lower today than where it was 10 years ago.
So,
all right, as well.
So now, okay, so that's the scenario.
Mm.
But the
executive, your question was, what do I have to? What would I tell them? I don't know. I don't think you can change those economics. You know, I really think all you can do.
But surely chasing market share and therefore just putting more capacity into the marketplace to chase your competitor is not the way to do it.
No. What I would say is the only way this is going to work in the airline industry is if they consolidate the airlines. You have fewer airlines charging more for flights. That's the only way it can work. You can't make money charging someone $49 to fly down to Melbourne from Sydney, which is less than it would cost to ride a bicycle down there. You know, it's just not economic.
Which compared with, say, for example, let's go back 15 years ago. And think about the wages 15 years ago when it was at least $500 one way.
It was a rich man's sport to travel by aeroplane, and that's the only way they made any money.
That's not a rich man's sport these days. To Damien and Margaret, who were sitting on the line wanting to have a chat to Roger, humble apologies. We got excited and started talking about airlines, one of our favourite subjects, because it is one of the toughest games in town, there's no doubt. It's one of the reasons why they're government controlled in many other parts of the world, because that's what governments do. Try and prop up public infrastructure, and that's what it is. Roger Montgomery, good to be with you.
Thank you.
Steve Price and Andrew Bolt up next. We'll see you tomorrow night.